Once more. Oh my goodness, dude. It feels so good to be back. And we back. Oh man, dude, right there, immediately copyright strike. Right off the bat, dude. First thing I'm doing, copyright striking. That's first order of business. Now that we're back, get copyright struck off of every platform. That's the first order of business. You want to know why? It's because I think that if I am big enough to get copyright struck, then I'm doing something right. That's all I'm saying. Or maybe the algorithm is just getting better and they're finding little newbies like me and they're just going to just put me through pain, you know? But then I can say that I'm paying my dues. And then by saying that I'm paying my dues, I don't know, maybe I'll actually will be, you know, and maybe I'll actually make something of myself and I won't be a homeless person forever. I'm actually not even homeless right now, so I don't know why I said that. But I also, you know, I could be. I choose not to be. Okay, anyways, yeah, these glasses right here, by the way, these glasses, they block blue light. They don't actually do anything other than block blue light. They don't help me see things better. They kind of do over the long-term trajectory of my life. But I don't need them, so I'm taking them off for this because I want to see your face. I want to see you. I want to look deep into your eyes. Your eye. You're a camera, so really you have one eye. You're a cyclops, but it's okay. I'm imagining that there's two. You know what? No, I'm not. I'm imagining the people that I know that listen to this podcast with one eye in the center of their forehead. That's what I'm actually doing. It's what I'm actually doing. I'm not actually pretending that you have two eyes. I'm pretending you have one eye in the center of your forehead. You are a cyclops, and that's what that is. And I know what you're thinking. He's sipping coffee. He's being rude. It must be the morning time. It must be the time in the morning when he records the podcast on Mondays, and you're thinking to yourself, oh, how great. We're back to a normal routine. That's where you would be wrong. That is exactly where you would be wrong. And why you are wrong is because it is not the morning time, okay? It is definitely 7:30 p.m. on a Monday. and is coffee at 7 p.m. a good idea? No. Definitely not a good idea. Not something I would recommend. Are we going to do it anyways? Yes. Is it because we need energy? No. It's strictly because I wanted to sip on something warm, and that's all I had. And I'm not going to drink a warm cup of water because that is just depressing. I needed something to be in the water, and so I chose Go-Go Juice for this podcast. It's called Go-Go Juice. It's actually called coffee, but you know, nothing is as it seems anymore. We live in 2020, kids. We live in 2020, kids. Nothing is as it seems. I will call you a kid even if you're not a kid. If you're a full-grown adult listening to this, you're still a kid to me. I call my own girlfriend 2 years older than me. Yeah, I know, right? Score. Anyways, she's 2 years older than me. Still call her a kid. Everybody's a kid. You want to know why? Because it's not about my age on the outside. It's about my age on the inside. And the inside of my body, there is at least a 75-year-old man. I'm not going to tell you whether that has to do with health or whether that has to do with emotions or both, but probably both. Probably both. Health-wise, I probably have the health equivalence of a 75-year-old man. I also probably have the health equivalence of, a 75-year-old man. Also, emotional health equivalence of 75-year-old man. And not like a well-adjusted old man, like one of those crotchety old men that just decided that a long time ago that he is who he is and everybody else can change instead of him. That's me. So, speaking of which, drinking coffee at 7:30. Yeah, it's a lifestyle choice. Insomnia is a lifestyle choice, you know? I'm just putting that out there. Insomnia is a lifestyle choice. But it's Spooktober, guys. And I just, it's bittersweet. It's bittersweet being in Spooktober because, you know, I love the spooks. You know me. If you know me, you've seen that I play video games now, apparently online. That's what something I do now. Apparently I play video games online. And I don't, you know, it's something I do now. Never thought I'd be there. Super happy I'm there. Super happy I'm doing it. One of my favorite things to do ever. One of my favorite things to do now that I can combine them to make content with it. I love it. But having said that, did I ever think I would be making video game content online? No. If you had asked me 5 years ago, Renee, are you going to make video game content online? I'd be no. That's not going to happen. That would not be something that I would do. But it's something that I'm doing now, and I really like it. I really like it so much. I've always thought it was cool when other people did it, but I never thought I actually had enough like technical know-how to do any of this. Also a podcast. Really, honestly, always kind of knew I could do a podcast because I know how to work microphones and stuff like that, but I never thought I'd be able to do a video podcast. So just in case you're just listening to this, there is a video portion. It is on YouTube. You can look it up under my name, Renee Marino. So there is a video portion. I never thought I'd be doing video anything, honestly. AV. When you say AV, it means audio visual. I was always the V of AV, and now apparently I do. Wait, no. I was always the A of AV, not V. V of AV. And wow, what am I even saying? This is the tech podcast where you come to hear new things about technical things and how to run technical stuff. But also, no. But also, that's not what we do. If you told me that I would be technical enough with a camera that I would actually have a video podcast just a few years ago, I'd have said you're full of haggis, mate. That's what I'd say. I'd say your brain is full of haggis, and I'd say you're crazy. But it's the truth now, and it's my truth, and I'm speaking it. And you know what, dude? I have taken such a long hiatus, and it feels so good to be back with you guys. My bunch of Cyclops. My Cyclops kids. That's what you are. Just know if you're listening to this podcast, you are a Cyclops kid. That's what you are now. You don't get a choice, okay? That's what you are. You're a Cyclops kid. And if you don't want to be that, you can stop listening. But, you know, I would hope you didn't. I hope you just embrace yourself for who you are. And, you know, accept your limitations. You have one eye. It's okay. Other people have less of other things, you know? Your eye's in the center of your forehead, so that's kind of cool. It's kind of bigger, I imagine, than other eyes. So you probably see more in some ways. Probably good in low light. You know, your iris is, you know, really big. So it's got its pluses and minuses. What I'm trying to tell you is don't sit there and doubt yourself and think that you are not worth or worthy of love just because you are a Cyclops kid, okay? You're beautiful, and I love your eye, okay? Look me in my eyes with your eye. Look in one of, probably you can only look in one of my eyes at a time, but look in one of my eyes. Look in my right eye, okay? You're beautiful just the way you are, and I don't want you to change, okay? So don't stop listening just because you're a Cyclops kid, okay? Because I don't know what I'd do without you. I really don't. And that brings me back to, because I'm trying to joke to avoid saying thank you for being patient. I know it has taken me a long time to get back to being silly on this podcast. I had a lot of, I said it in some of the videos that I've been making. I had a lot of family things going on that I had to take care of. I had to take a hiatus from the podcast because I had to make sure that, you know, the family is doing okay. And we're hitting a new normal. Everything's doing as okay as we can be now. But you want to know something? I am so glad and happy to be back, to be here, to be looking in your Cyclops eye and just tousling your hair, kid. Okay? That's what I'm here for. I'm here to tousle your Cyclops eyeball face. That didn't even make any sense. But if you came here for sense, then you're not going to get any because there's a national coin shortage, and I need you to know that you're not getting any cents, okay? You got to pay an exact change because I don't have any change for you, okay? It's all, you know, okay? That's all I'm saying. I'm having coffee at 7 p.m. I will be up all night, for sure. I'm not one of those people who has coffee and like, it doesn't affect it. It will affect me. I will be up all night. But you want to know why I had the coffee? Two reasons. One, I want something warm inside my body because it is Spooktober and I need something warm. I didn't have any tea, okay? Big tea guy, didn't have any tea. And secondarily, the second reason why I did this, okay? The second reason is because I just wanted to make sure that this stayed up with enough energy, okay? I actually have too much energy now. Now, at this point, I am mumbling over my own words. This isn't even a podcast anymore. It's just, it's me inventing a new language currently. Dude, I also got a haircut. Gonna basically tell you a bunch of things right now that if you weren't watching, you wouldn't know. So this is called the if you were watching, then you would know, but if you weren't watching podcast, that's what it's called. Yeah, got a haircut. I feel like an actual human being now. I feel like I felt like a street urchin. That's what I felt like. And that is the most old-timey word I've ever used in my life, street urchin. But there's something about just like getting cleaned up, dude. Because I had shaved my head so long ago at the beginning of quarantine because I was like, oh, it's no big deal. Like eventually things will open up and I'll get things cleaned up and it'll be no big deal. But then everything was closed for so long. For so long, dude. Everything was closed for so long. Like so long. And I didn't know what I could do and what I couldn't do and whether people would die or they wouldn't die. So I didn't do it, dude. I didn't get my hair cut for so long because I didn't know and I didn't want people to die. And then I was like, you know what? This is getting wild. This is getting to a point where I am actually depressed looking at my face. I should probably do something about it. Like, I didn't even feel depressed until I looked at myself and then I would be like, yo, that's depressing. That's depressing. So I was like, you know what? I think haircut places are open now. Barbershops are open now. So I'm going to get one of those and see what it does for me. And dude, I felt better immediately. I went to my guy at the Floyd's down the street. And you know, you want to know something about my guy? Dude, he was so good. Even with the mask did not faze him. He was like, it's all good. And he he did the whole thing. I didn't even take my mask off to do it at all. Like I was amazed. I thought there was going to be at some point I was going to need to take that thing off so we could get the ears and do the whole thing. Dude, he didn't care. He was unfazed. He like had a rhythm to it. He like pulled my ear down a little bit in the most gentle, tender way and just, yeah. Don't know why I had to ASMR that sound for you, but I did. Dude, he did that, and it was amazing, and it was probably one of the freshest cuts I've had in a long time. Probably by comparison, since I haven't had one in forever, but I felt so good walking out of there, was smiling ear to ear, felt like a human being, no longer like a street urchin, no longer like, what was that book that I read so long ago, it made me fall in love with Venice, and it makes me want to go to Venice every time I think about it. It was, oh, it's called the little, oh God, hang on. We're going to look it up together. We're going to look it up together. We're going to go picture in picture here. We're going to look it up together. Dude, here we go. Here we go. It's called Venice Kid Book Thieves. They were thieves. I don't remember what they did, though. The Thief Lord, dude. The Thief Lord. Dude, The Thief Lord. This book. I love this book. It was so good. It was so good, and it made me fall in love with Venice because they described the canals and stuff and how the kids would get away. Did it become a movie? Was it a movie? Oh, whoa. Oh, it was, but like a foreign movie. Oh, that's dope. Oh, I didn't know that. What? I didn't know that. That's cool, man. That's cool. Well, shoot. Maybe I'll watch it with subtitles. That was like my favorite book as a kid. That was one of the first books that I ever read that I was like, oh, I like books. Because I didn't think I liked books before that. But I read that. I was like, oh, there's good books? Oh, we don't have to read the stuff that they make you read? When I was little. And I read The Thief Lord and I was like, oh, this is amazing. I love it. And they made me fall in love with Venice when I was like 11. Like I had money for a plane ticket to go to Venice at 11. But hey, I fell in love with Venice. And ever since then, I've always wanted to go and I still have not gone. I've been to Italy, but I haven't been there. And it's funny because it's like, I feel like I don't know about you guys, but at least for me as American, like sometimes I think of places and I'm like, oh yeah, like I really want to go to Italy or something like that. And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to go. And then I go, but then it's like, for some reason, my dumb brain does not compute the fact that like, obviously Italy is a freaking huge place. And if you're going to go there, you like, there's a lot to, like it's huge. It's like saying I want to go to California and it's like you go to like Fresno. And it's like that's not really like the California experience, you know? Fresno's not really the California experience. Like the California experience is LA, you know, like Huntington Beach, SoCal, you know, if you're going for the SoCal vibes, if you're going for the NorCal vibes, there's like the whole Bay Area and, you know, the Sacramento kind of, but it's really more about San Francisco, you know? And I'm sitting here thinking like, yeah, I just want to go to Italy. And I did. And I went to Rome and I did all that stuff and it was super cool. And I wouldn't have traded that trip for the world. It was amazing. But also there's so much to do, dude. Like, you could go to Italy multiple times and you still wouldn't see it all. Like, there's so much to see. And I don't know why in my brain I was like, you know, I'll go one time and it'll be fine. And it wasn't fine because now I need to go back, apparently, in order to see the thing that I've always wanted to see since I was 11 years old, since I was a small itty-bitty child. I still have not seen it. So, there's that. But The Thief Lord, dude. The Thief Lord. That I think, is where I got the term street urchin from. It's very old-timey to say that, but that's what I felt like. And then I got a haircut, dude, and I'm feeling so fresh. And it's not even about the fact that like I got a haircut. I think it was just about, you ever just let yourself go? Like, it, whatever that is for you, it doesn't have to be a haircut. Could be anything. Could be a beard. Could be, you know, some people look good with beards. I'm not saying, you know, I looked pretty Jean Valjean-y when I had a beard, you know, it wasn't the worst look for me. What I'm trying to say is that everybody's got the thing. Everybody's got their thing that, like, when you don't do it for a while, you feel like you let yourself go. And I had let myself go. I had let the hair go. The hair, for me, has always been a thing. I've always been super weird about it, and I don't know why. But I have been since I was super young. I don't know if it's because my dad's bald. Probably. He's a handsome dude. He looks great bald. He does. He's a handsome dude. But for some, I don't know. Maybe that's subconscious. I don't know. What I'm trying to say is my Cyclops kiddos, I don't know. Okay? I don't know why I'm self-conscious about the hair thing, but I am. And I always make sure that my hair is done. And that's just the person I am. I could give a crap about my facial hair. Don't care. I could have a beard. I could shave it all off like I did today. I don't care. It doesn't bother me. I feel like whatever. But my hair, like it's got to be done. Whether it's long and it's done, whether it's short and it's done, it's got to be done. That's how otherwise I feel like I literally rolled out of bed, and that's how I felt for like maybe 3 months straight. And now I don't feel like that anymore. And so everybody's got that thing though. You know what I mean? Like another crazy thing about me that like, this crazy thing about me, another crazy thing about me that I got to tell you, Cyclops kiddos, is if I don't wear a belt, I actually feel like I'm just in pajamas all day. If I'm only wearing like a shirt and jeans, Here's the deal. This is how deep it goes. And I don't know why I'm like this, but I'm like this. And I need you to know that I'm like this. And this is how deep my neuroses go. Okay. And you might be a Cyclops kid, but you're also my therapist. So I need you to understand that. I am so neurotic that if I don't wear a belt throughout the day, I feel like I'm in pajamas. And it doesn't matter the level of what I'm actually wearing as far as, like, fanciness. I could literally be wearing a full three-piece suit with a vest, a freaking blazer, dude, and, like, slacks with the nicest Italian shoes you've ever seen. The kind of shoes that don't even have any grip on the bottom, and you just hit, like, a nice patch of water, and you hope that you're good at ice skating for a second because you're just gonna... Okay? I could be wearing those types of shoes. I'm being dead serious right now. Three-piece suit, looking fly as hell. I'm talking Armani, whatever. If I'm not wearing a belt, I might as well be wearing pajamas. That's how I feel. I know, but literally that's how I feel. And anytime I forget to put a belt on in the morning before I leave the house, I would turn around. Like, I would venture being 5 minutes late to whatever it is just to go get the belt. Dude, I'm not saying it's logical. I'm not saying that you should be the way I am. I'm saying you probably shouldn't because it's probably not good for you. But the way that I am is that I would turn around and I'd be 5 minutes late to the event. I would be 5 minutes late to the event. I would do it. I would miss 5 minutes of the movie or whatever it is for the, well, maybe not a movie because who cares? Like, it's going to be dark. No one's going to know. No one's going to care that you're not wearing a belt. But if it was an event where somebody's actually going to see me, even, dude, this is the craziest part, is I know my shirt is going to go down below past the belt line, and they're not going to see it. They're not going to see that I'm not wearing a belt, but I know. It's like that one TikTok where it's like, oh, nobody's going to know. They're going to know. That was me. That's me in my own brain with the belt, and I can't let it go. And so what I'm saying is that if I'm not wearing a belt and I have my hair and I'm not doing my hair, there's zero self-care for me. Zero. None. Goose egg. And, yeah, man, that's where I was. I was in a no belt, no hair zone, and it was weird. And now I got my hair cut, and I feel so much better. I don't know, dude. I don't know why. I don't know why I'm like that, but I'm like that. I need the belt. I don't know. I'm trying to think back if there was some sort of traumatizing event around me not having a belt, and now I feel like it's something that I need to have or else I'm, like, not prepared, but I it's the truth. And I don't think it came from anything other than the fact that I just, like, my pants would fall down throughout the day, and it's annoying. And I think that's all it really takes to get into my head is just mild discomfort. Mild suburban discomfort is all it takes to mess me up, dude. Dude, mild suburban discomfort is all it takes to totally wreck my brain. That's all it takes. That's all it takes, dude. Hey, also, quick question for you guys. What is open? What is open? What is open and what is not open? And can you tell me what the logic is behind any of it? Can you tell me if there's anything that makes any sense at all? Can you? Because I can't. I really can't. I don't know why. I don't know what we're doing. I don't know why we aren't doing certain things. I don't know why we are or aren't doing anything anymore. Nothing makes any sense at all. I don't know what we're doing. I don't know what we're doing anymore. Are we locked down? Are we in some sort of, are we locking down? Are we not locking down? Because we can't, we don't have live events. We don't do that. We don't do the live event thing anymore. But then we kind of do. Because I heard about this thing the other day where they're doing escape rooms now. Okay? They're doing escape rooms. So that's a thing. So you can get locked in a room together with a bunch of people. You know, but you can't go to an event. I don't know, dude. I don't know what we're doing. I don't know. Salons were closed for, like, a real long time. Now they're open again. But then, like, also they were, like, they were open and then they shut back down and then now they're open again. So I don't know. I don't know what's open. I don't know what's not open. It feels like everything is open, but I know it's not because I'm not. Because, like, so many things you still can't do, you know, like, you can't, like, they're having live events, but it's not really a live, I mean, like, a bunch of people in a car honking their horn and flashing their lights at you is not a real live event. That's not real life. That's not really a live event. And it looks like they were saying, I read some sort of email or something the other day that it was going to be like at least till June 2021 till we have another live event, like a real live event, like a rock show or like a comedy show or something of that nature. And granted, that is all hearsay, so I don't know anything. But also, it's just like, okay. I don't know, dude. What are we allowed to do? What are we not allowed to do? Why? Also, like, I'm going to sound super, super... I don't care, dude. This is my podcast, and you are my Cyclops kids, and I don't really care. But, like, why do you get to tell me that I can't do that? You know? Dude, let's also just put it this way. I walked by to go... I was going to a restaurant the other day with my girlfriend, and we sat down to this restaurant, and there was this base... There was a full-blown... there's a place called Sevilla by the block. No, not by the block. It Triangle Square with the movie theater over there. And it was a full-blown club. Full-blown open. Like, full-blown. They could lie up and down that they were not a club and that they were not open because they had some sort of, like, maybe they had food. I don't know. But, dude, that was a club. And nobody was wearing a mask. Literally nobody was wearing, like, I'm not even exaggerating you when I say nobody. I mean nobody. Not a single human being in there was wearing a mask. There must have been over like 200 people in that area. And they were just bumping music so loud. So loud we could hear it in the other restaurant that wasn't I went to another restaurant that was much more chill than that nearby. And so loud that I could hear the music in the other restaurant. It was a full-on club, and that is open. But hair salons have to fight to be open. I don't know what we're doing. Listen to me, okay? Listen to me. Listen to me, and listen to me good, my Cyclops kids. All I'm trying to say is, I don't know what's going on. Help me. Help me. Help me understand, because I don't... Why? Like, why is that open, but then other things are not open? That's the part that confuses me. It's like, why is that open, but then other things are not open? Other things are not allowed to do what they want to do, but then that's open. And that was not half capacity. And here's the thing. I'm not picking on Sevilla, okay? I'm not picking on this one spot that I named specifically on purpose because it was super annoying to walk by it, okay? Although I am picking on them, I'm also not picking them. Because you want to know why? Because I've seen, like, at least 20 other places like this in downtown Long Beach, in downtown Huntington, that don't give a, they don't care, dude. They really don't. They don't even care a little bit. And regardless of how you feel about them caring or not caring, I just think it's dumb that, like, some people have to care, or they will, like, literally lose their job, or they just, like, don't get to work, like, you know, because, like live events people, like myself, like they cannot work because of everything going on. But then at the same time, it's like you have places like that that are, like, literally not even close to following the rules. Not even a little bit. So what are we doing? That's my question. I just want to know. I just want to know, dude. Am I essential or not? Dude, am I essential or not? Am I essential or not? That's all I want to know. I just want to be like Starbucks and be essential from the very beginning. I want to feel important. And I don't feel that way. I don't feel like I'm important. And that's all I'm saying, dude. That's all I'm saying, dude. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what's allowed. I don't know what's not. I don't know what's not allowed. Also, what color are we in? Apparently, there's a color code to our system now. And I don't even know what the color code is, dude. What color are we in? Are we in purple? Magenta? Fuchsia? What color is it, dude? There's colors and numbers, and they switched it up halfway through the quarantine, and it was a number for a minute, stage 1, 2, and 3, and then all of a sudden California went to some sort of color system, and that's not cool, dude. You can't go from the numbers to the colors, because then I don't know where we are. I don't know where we are. Are we on a 2 fuchsia? Or... Dude, what are we doing, dude? Are we on a 2 fuchsia? Are we on a 2 fuchsia? Are we? Are we on a 2 fuchsia? Are we on a 4 magenta? That's all I want to know. That's all I want to know, dude. I'm not trying to get political. I'm not saying left, right, center, anything. Dude, all I am saying to you is I want to know if I'm essential or not, and I want to know that I'm important. That's it. It's all about me, Psychop kids. That's what it's about. I want to know if I'm important or not, and I want to know if we're on a 2 fuchsia or a 4 magenta. That's all I want to know, because I don't know right now. And it scares me that I don't know. I wish I knew. I don't know. But I don't know. I don't know, dude. I try to keep up, but I can't keep up, dude. I got other things I got to do. Like, I got to talk to you guys. And it's like, I could barely keep up with talking to you guys every week, obviously. I mean, I missed a few weeks, dude. I can't do the colors and the numbers. You need to pick one system. One system, dude. You can't have 15 different systems. Okay? You can't do it. I don't know. It's too much. It's too much. You know what? It's fine. Honestly, here's the deal. Here's the deal. This is another thing that we need to talk about. And then we're almost done, because honestly, we've already done 30 minutes. I'm trying to keep these 30 minutes, because otherwise, your boy got to edit a lot. And so here's the thing, dude. It's your boy's birthday coming up on November 10th. And the thing is, I have never looked forward to a birthday less. I always get super weird and existential around birthdays. But dude, I have never looked forward to a birthday less. Ever in my life. Ever in my life, I've never looked forward to a birthday less. And I'm going to tell you exactly why. I'm going to tell you exactly why. And here's why. It is directly after the elections. So we will probably be full-blown purge by the time my birthday rolls around on November 10th. Regardless of who wins, loses. Honestly, I think we'll go full purge whether we even know who wins or loses by November 10th. It might take well past November 10th for them to even count all of those mail-in ballots and all the things that are coming in that are, you know, like, it will probably be longer than that. More than likely. Dude, it will probably be longer than that, more than likely. Dude. You know? And we'll be in full-blown purge by my birthday. Full-blown purge. Like, not even a little bit. California is going to be the first one. We're going to secede from the union. Dude, they're going to secede from the union. And then Texas is going to be like, well, if they could do it, the white could do it. And then that wasn't even a Texas accent. I don't even know. It's just anxiety kicking in. Okay? And, dude, they're going to be like, if they can do it, then we can do it. For the opposite reasons. And then we're going to have two huge states that aren't even a part of the union anymore. And then it'll just slip into chaos from there. That I'm saying by November 10th, we're probably not even part of the United States anymore. I'm calling it. Not that it's going to matter, but I'm just saying, like, I called it, and I just want the recognition from all my Cyclops kids, okay? All my Cyclops kids, I told you so, okay? If California secedes from the union by November 10th, okay? Happy birthday to me. I want you to text me, tweet me, Instagram me, whatever you gotta do. Comment on this video. And dude, you know, in between the staying alive because of the purge and stuff like that, let me know that you realize that I was right, okay? Dude, I don't want to be right. I don't want to be right, dude. But I feel like I'm right. You know? It's one of those, I don't want to be right. It's like a parent, dude. It's like I'm the parent and you are the Cyclops kid. And what I'm trying to tell you is I don't want to be right. I don't, but I feel like I am. And it's unfortunate because I don't know why we can't get along, dude. I thought we were all, you know, part of America, but apparently not. We all just, you know, I don't know, man. Since when, dude? I am the most confrontational person you've ever met in your entire life, and I am the one going, hey, guys, can we get along? This is a lot. This is kind of a lot. Like, since, dude, I am the son of an attorney. I grew up arguing. I had to, like, basically come up with theses in order to, like, be allowed to do things. And I'm just making stuff up now, dude. But for real, like, how am I the one? How am I the one saying let's get along? I'm always the one saying, like, hey, man, you're wrong. And now I'm just like, hey, man, can we stay together for the kids? For the Cyclops kids? Can we do that? Can we stay together for the Cyclops kids, please? Dude. I don't know. This birthday is going to be crazy. That's one way or another, it's going to be crazy. We don't really know what's going to happen. I think either way, I'm screwed. I'm for sure getting a quarantine birthday, which is kind of cool. I'm just glad there came a point where I was like, I hope I get one, you know, because everyone else got one and I kind of wanted one too. Everyone else is getting a quarantine birthday except for you stupid little January, February babies. You luck the hell out. And you know what? Honestly, I'm so vindictive, dude. That I hope this lasts until February just so you guys get one too. Just so you get one too. Because everyone should get one this year. That's all I'm trying to say, dude. is everyone should get one this year. Why not? Let's make it last a full year, okay? Because January and February babies need to feel this the same way we all felt it, okay? And that's the Scorpio in me showing. And what I'm trying to tell you is that January and February babies need to feel this the same way everybody else felt it, so we can all be on the same page about this thing. And then, and also we need a quarantine Christmas, dude. We do. We need a quarantine Christmas so we have a great excuse to not go to other people's Christmases that we don't want to go to, okay? We need that. 1 year reprieve from not going to other people's Christmases that we don't actually want to go to. 1 year. 1 year. Okay? I'm decreeing it, dude. I am decreeing it on this podcast. And Cyclops kids, I'm telling you right now, this is what's going to happen. This is what we're going to do. Okay? We're going to keep this up. We're going to keep this up until February. At least end of February. Okay? We got to have a quarantine Valentine's. Okay? There's going to be nothing to do but stay at home and cuddle under the sheets, if you know what I mean. That's going to be nothing else to do. So you better find somebody, okay? And what I'm trying to tell you is we're going to do this till February for sure, all right? And then on top of that, quarantine Christmas so you don't have to deal with the holidays, okay? And Thanksgiving, dude, and Thanksgiving. You don't have to sit there and cook up a storm, okay? This is good for Aunt Wendy, who was cooking you the Thanksgiving meal. This is good for her, too. She gets a year off, okay? It's not just about you not wanting to go see Aunt Wendy. It's about Aunt Wendy not wanting to have to deal with you saying the turkey's dry when she slaved on it for hours, okay? All right? It's not all about you. It's also about Aunt Wendy, okay? And Grandma Sue, okay? I don't have anyone in my family named that, but it's your family, not mine, Cyclops kid, okay? And what I'm trying to tell you is that it's not all about you. It's also about Aunt Wendy not wanting to deal with you. Maybe she just wants to chill out and order, like, Togo's, you know? Something weird that, like, everybody else has already tried, but she's never tried because she's always slaving in the kitchen for you? Yeah? How about that? How about that? And you want to know something? She doesn't want to do it this year. She doesn't want to do it, okay? She doesn't want to sit there and slave and whatever. She wants to eat, order her Togo's with a no-touch delivery system, and they just drop that thing right on her doorstep, and she's going to just chill out, and she's actually going to watch the Charlie Brown Christmas this year because she actually has time to do it. Because she's not in the kitchen slaving for you, okay? You don't have to go to her house, but she also doesn't have to deal with your ass. And she's happy about it. And you're happy about it. And we all deserve 1 year like that. One holidays where we don't have to deal with it. Because I'm telling you right now, Halloween is on Saturday this year. And I will never forgive anybody for doing that to me. Dude, I'm so hype right now. I'm so hype. We should have ended this 20 minutes ago. And I don't even care. I'm still going. Dude, if I find out there was an actual individual who released this from a lab just for screwing up Halloween on a Saturday, I will never forgive them. Just for that. The rest of it, obviously, super sad. People are dying. And this is the... Okay. Everything else is also terrible. I am not denying that. But Halloween on a Saturday only happens like, what, once every 7 years or some crap like that? And you screwed it up! You screwed it up! It's the best holiday, dude! It's the best holiday, and you don't have to... You want to know what... Dude, Spooktober. You want to know why it's the best holiday? Because you don't have to... Because Aunt Wendy isn't slaving on Halloween. She's not slaving on Halloween. You don't have to show up to Grandma's house on Halloween. You get to have a good time on Halloween, dude. It doesn't matter if you're an adult, you're a kid. It doesn't matter, dude. You get to have a good time on Halloween. It's like a written rule it's probably in the Torah. It is probably in the Torah that you get to have a good time on Halloween. It probably is. And the reason it is because everyone deserves one day a year. And there is that super loud noise for no reason that just happened. My computer decided to tell me something, and I'm going to put it on Don't Disturb because I can't believe that it just interrupted my rant right now. My computer? Dude. What I'm trying to tell you is Halloween is like, dude, Halloween among all of the holidays, all of this, dude, we can't, the Columbus Day, you know, that's controversial because now it's supposed to be, you know, Indigenous Peoples Day, you know, because he did a lot of stuff that shouldn't have been done, you know, and so that's not cool. So we can't, you know, all, every holiday is contentious now, dude. Every holiday. Dude, every holiday is contentious now. I mean, Christmas has always been this thing where it's just, you know, it's supposed to be about Jesus, and then, you know, it became about Santa and presents and you know, and then it's mostly about being with your family and whatever. But sometimes your family is kind of stressful, and you don't want to be around that dude. And so it's like, it just makes it stressful. Same with Thanksgiving. And then there's always the problematic stuff about Thanksgiving, where, you know, with the Thanksgiving's about the pilgrims and even with the Indians. And then, you know, yeah, that whole thing is kind of problematic because they kind of killed all the Indians. And so it's not cool. And so, dude, all of these problematic holidays, all I'm trying to say is all of these holidays have problems, but Halloween didn't have any problems. Halloween was there. You want to know why Halloween didn't have any problems? Because Halloween was unapologetic about what it was, okay? It was a day to do weird stuff and have a good time and eat stuff you're not supposed to eat. That's what it was, dude. It was eat all the candy you want. Do weird. It's about doing weird stuff. It's about dressing up. It's about going out and doing weird stuff. It is literally about dressing up as somebody else and being somebody else for a day that you either admire or scaring somebody and being like, haha, I'm glad I'm not actually getting murdered. Like, that's literally what it's already in and of itself is weird. It started weird. Everybody knew it was weird when it started happening. And it's about ghosts and spooks and goblins and it was always weird. It was always weird. And so it never became a weird thing. And no one ever was like, oh, we can't do Halloween because it's problematic. It's unproblematic because it was always problematic. It was problematic from the beginning. The concept from the beginning is insane. It's insane. It's essentially the Purge, but not really. Because obviously you could still get arrested, but like obviously also like it's much harder because everyone is dressed up in costume. So it's like, it's essentially the Purge. It really is. It's like the Purge, but not the Purge. That's what it is. And so it was always problematic from the start, and therefore it could never be more problematic. So it just is. And now we can't have it. And now we can't have it. Is, you know? Dude, I was so hyped during that. I've officially gone like at least 20 minutes longer than I meant to, because you needed to know, because my Cyclops kids needed to get on the same page with me. Okay. Get on the same page as your dad. Okay. Your dad is here. I'm at least 75 years old. I don't know how old you are. You can be whatever age you want. Okay. But you're a kid. Okay. I'm 75 years old. You're my kid. You have one eye in the center of your forehead. What I'm trying to tell you is that we're doing this at least till February, because all the kids need to be treated equally. Okay. All the kids need to be treated equally. If nothing else, I'm a fair dad, and all the kids need to be treated equally. And I'm telling you right now, we're doing this at least until February, and I don't care anymore. I don't want to hear it. We're doing it till February. I will turn this car around, okay? I will turn this car around. And secondarily, Aunt Wendy doesn't want any of your crap this year, and you don't want to have to deal with her. So just stay home on Christmas, and just stay home on Thanksgiving, okay? Order in, dude. Help a Postmate. Okay? Or Uber Eats. I don't know. Whatever. Dude, Grubhub, whatever you want to do. I don't, you know? That's all I'm trying to say, man. That's all I'm trying to say. We're doing this at least till February because we got to be fair. It's only fair. It's only fair we do this for a full year. We can't make it till November and then just stop. You know what I'm saying? Like, if this stops just after the election because of whatever cockamamie scheme they got going on, dude, if this stops after the election, I'm going to be pissed. And here's the thing. If it stopped after the election, let's say it stopped November 4th and we knew who the president was and all that stuff was, I'd still be pissed even though I got an unquarantined birthday. I would still be pissed. And I would be pissed. I would be pissed because I don't even care about my own birthday. I am an unselfish father, okay? I will be punished just like you will be punished. We are going to turn the car around, and I was excited about going to the restaurant just as excited as you guys were going about the restaurant. But then somebody had to screw it up. Okay? You think I wasn't excited to go to Disneyland? I was excited. Okay? I was just as excited. I wanted to go to Star Wars Land. I wanted to have a drink at the cantina and pretend that I'm not drunk at Disneyland with my kids. But no. Dude, that's all I'm saying. We got to do this until February. Okay? Okay? Group hug? All right. All right, man. Dude. I am so... Dude, I'm so happy to be back, dude. I'm so happy to be back. Even though I'm not essential, I feel essential when I do this. Just know, I know I'm not essential. The world and the government has told me I am not essential, okay? They've told me I'm worthless. But my Cyclops kids make me feel important, okay? You do that for me, okay? Just like I help you. I help guide you through this life. Like, as your father, okay? So I'm here for you, you're here for me, we're here for each other. We're a family on Thanksgiving, okay? You and your one little eye, right in the center of your forehead. I love it. I'll tousle your hair, okay? For real, I am so glad to be back. This is so much fun. I enjoy doing it every time I do it. I had just had too much going on there for a month, and I just, for my own well-being, I had to just chill for a month. So I apologize, but I'm here. I am back. I have a haircut. So, you know, I'm not in a weird place. I'm wearing a belt. Okay. So, you know, I'm not wearing pajamas. If you like this video, please give it a like. And if you are not already subscribed, please, please subscribe. It helps. Even the likes actually help a lot. And dude, if you want, comment your favorite part of this down below. I am just happy to talk to my Cyclops kids again. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, thank you for subscribing and or just finding me, however you found me and listening to me there. Feel free to subscribe to me anywhere you listen to me. And dude, I will catch y'all, Cyclops kiddos, in the next one. Peace. Once more. Repeat it. Again.